The Taliban has banned long-distance travel for Afghan women. They say female travelers will only be offered transportation if they're accompanied by a male relative. The new rule issued yesterday is just the latest affront to women's rights since the group took power this August. And for more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Tom Gutierrez, former director for the Center for Afghanistan Studies at the University of Nebraska at Omaha. Tom, thank you for your time this afternoon. So what is behind the reasoning for making this rule and the timing for when this rule went into place?
Well, I think you captured it when you said it's just another one of those troubles being made for the women in Afghanistan. The restrictions on their ability to move and to travel without a male member of their family. Those are very, very evident kinds of things, but there are many other things that relate to education and workspace and ability to move in and around the cities and villages in which they live to be able to shop and things of this nature. There's a lot of intimidation that's going along with that. So in addition to that, the Taliban have ended the commissions for the election and for peace and things of this nature, which is just what most would have expected of them. The restrictions on the civil rights, the social rights of the citizens of Afghanistan.
Have you been in contact with women on the ground in Afghanistan? And if so, what have they been telling you?
Well, one of the remarkable things is that this is a major change from the things were when the Taliban were in control before, is that everybody in Afghanistan still has and still uses their cell phones. So I continue to receive text messages, email messages from our former teachers, our female teachers that we helped train in Afghanistan, about the difficulties they are encountering, about the restrictions that have been placed upon them at work and upon the restrictions placed upon their female students. So many of those are trying to find a way to leave, and so departure of any Afghan citizen right now is also being made more difficult. So we're hearing regularly, and of course there's been a lot of news reporting recently as well, people traveling from Kabul to Kandahar, noticing the problems that have been cropping up, particularly of a humanitarian nature, in terms of people getting food and health care as well.
Is there anything the international community can do to pressure the Taliban away from these changes, these policies?
Well, I think that the leverage that the international community has been largely dissipated with the way the United States and the NATO alliance kind of unconditionally abandoned the Afghans. The Afghan Taliban need money. They need resources. And so I think that organizations, particularly multinational organizations like the UN, could use some of its leverage with the promise or the potential for providing some of those resources, because the whole country is just going to be faced with a major humanitarian crisis this winter if it doesn't have the finances to be able to import food, bring in food and other resources to pay people who are providing services like health, and which just makes the winter a potential disaster period.